You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Our life will not always be a bed of roses for all of us, because we need resistance. We need challenges. We need opposition to push us so that we can break through the shell of being comfortable. The Bible is filled with men and women of God who went through trials, trials that produced giant prayers, trials that produced passionate prayers, burning prayers to the Lord. When Hezekiah became deathly ill, and the prophet Isaiah came to him with a message from God that he would die. The Bible says in 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 2 and 3, "Then Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord, saying, 'Now, O Lord, please remember how I have walked before you in faithfulness and with a whole heart and have done what is good in your sight.' And Hezekiah wept bitterly." Can you begin to imagine the passion behind that prayer? Imagine being in the room and listening to Hannah praying desperately for her son. Imagine being in the vicinity when blind Bartimaeus was shouting, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Imagine being there in Jonah chapter 2, verse 1, where the Bible says, "Then Jonah prayed to the Lord, his God, from the stomach of the fish." All of these are examples of hard, tough, and challenging situations. But equally, they are all occasions that produce passionate prayers to the Lord. Never be too quick to fall and be discouraged when you're faced with adversity. It could very well be the thing needed to light a fire in your faith. Adversity and pain is a catalyst for some of us. It moves us from being lukewarm to praying with fervency. And for your prayer to be effective, it needs passionate faith behind it. Have you ever noticed how the fire and intensity you pray with when everything is good and comfortable in your life? It's very different to how you pray when you are in a testing season. At times, we need to have the presence of mind to realize that the Lord allows, He allows certain things to happen to us. He allows certain events to take place, all so that we can tap into the next level of prayer, our next level of faith. So what you're going through may not be designed to destroy you, but instead to build you. What you're going through isn't intended to ruin you, but instead, it's all to strengthen you.
Philippians 1, verse 6 says, "Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ." The Amplified Version says, "I am convinced and confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will continue to perfect and complete it until the day of Christ Jesus, the time of his return." Take a moment and consider, what does the Bible mean when it says this very thing? What is this very thing? Why should we be confident of it? Why is this very thing so important that it's associated with the beginning of a good work that will be completed until the day of Jesus? Saints, I believe that when the Bible talks about this very thing, it's talking about your salvation. And the reason I believe this is because when you are saved and when you accept Jesus Christ into your heart, you don't automatically become detached from your flesh. You don't automatically become this perfect person who never gets angry or upset. That's not the case. You need to...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Work on your salvation by seeking more of Jesus Christ, by meditating on His Word, by pursuing a closer relationship with Him, by yielding to the Holy Spirit. Your salvation never stops. That's why Philippians chapter 1, verse 6 says, "Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it." Will complete it. Your salvation is not complete until the day of Jesus Christ's return. Philippians 2, verse 12 says, "Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now, not only as in my presence, but much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." Did you hear that? The Bible tells you to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Do you know what this means? It means you need to continue to work out your salvation, to cultivate it, to bring it to full effect, to actively pursue spiritual maturity with the fear of God. And as you do this, do it with caution, because your eternal destiny depends on it. Once you are saved and born again, there is no curtain call or final whistle. Once you are saved and born again, that is just the beginning. The beginning of a good work. The beginning of the good fight of faith. The beginning of running a good race. The beginning of discovering the kingdom of God, which we are all called to seek first.
We may not enjoy difficult times. We may not enjoy tough times or challenges. However, there is no denying that when you are in the middle of great difficulty, when you're in the middle of a storm, you pray with fire You pray with passion. Imagine being on the Mount of Olives when Jesus was praying in Luke 22. Imagine hearing the sheer intensity he prayed with when he said the words, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." This was just before he was betrayed. He knew the pain and suffering that was to come. He knew the task at hand. He knew the size of the sacrifice he was to make. Luke 22, verse 44 says, "And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood, falling down to the ground." Such was the weight he was under. Such was the passion behind his prayer, that his sweat became like drops of blood. Or how about Paul and Silas? Imagine listening to them as they pray. They were in prison. They were chained. It was cold. It was uncomfortable. But they were still praying. They were still praising the Lord. Can you just imagine the passion in their voices? You see, at times, we all need to be placed in a place of difficulty. We at times need to be placed right in the middle of a storm, because it will bring out a deeper intensity in our prayer lives. We need a battle to keep us on fire for the Lord, because there is a danger in us becoming comfortable. There's a danger in us becoming complacent if everything is good all the time. Now, don't get me wrong. The only thing constant is Jesus Christ. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good.
The Amplified Translation for 1 Corinthians 11, verse 31 says, "But if we evaluated and judged ourselves honestly, recognizing our shortcomings and correcting our behavior, we would not be judged." Evaluate yourself. Why? Judge yourself. Why? I believe this is necessary. It's imperative, because how do you tell somebody how to live when what they see in the world is going on in your life? How do you preach Jesus, sing Jesus, but you don't live like Jesus did? How do you call yourself Christian, but the way you live is anything but Christ-like? "Come out from among them," the Bible says. "Be ye separate, touch not the unclean," says the Lord. This topic of self-evaluation, self-examination, and the judgment of self is hugely important if we are to become Christians who are living a life pleasing to the Lord. So allow me to ask, if the angels were commanded by God to bring you before Him, if they were to open up the chambers of your heart, if the books were open to detail your every thought, deed, and intentions, what would be found? Who would be seen occupying the throne of your heart? Would the Word of God be written on every side, on every corner, and in every place in your heart? Or would we find something else? Would we find that you are filled with the Holy Spirit? Or would we find that you are filled with the lust of money, the lust of pleasure, and the flesh? What I'm trying to get at is, examine yourself on a regular basis. Hold yourself against the standard that is in the Word of God. We're all good at following the commandments that say, "Do not kill, do not steal." But how many of us have idols in our hearts? Part of the reason why 1 Corinthians 11, verse 31 is so powerful to me is because if we follow it, if we are obedient to this verse, then we will not be hypocrites. We won't be shallow Christians. We will not be a people who say one thing but live in a completely different way. And there's a lot of that going on today with modern preachers in a lot of mainstream churches. Let me ask you a question. And it might make some of you uncomfortable, but I believe it's important every now and again to examine ourselves. Examine what you tolerate in your life. Examine who you associate with and what they are feeding you. It's important to examine yourself against the standard of God and His Word. Ask yourself, what ungodly things do I tolerate? What ungodly conversations am I involved in? What ungodly thoughts am I entertaining? So I'll ask again, how do you tell somebody how to live when what they see in the world is going on in your life? Examine yourself, because some of us act like the world. We talk like the world, even cuss like we're of the world. Be separate, says the Lord. Come out from among them. We are believers of Christ, and we ought to know holy from unholy, good from evil. Examine yourself.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.